Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
This is a very funny story about a very recognizable action hero who's become a bit of an anachronism. To read it, we have a gifted actor who often plays with the lines between fame and infamy, Bryan Cranston.
Seriously, if someone you love was actively, slowly killing themselves, what do you do?
You can do something beautiful for those people whenever you can.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
There's a whole lot more talk about like the tabloid-style TV that was on during this time and how in the 80s it really took off. People like to be shocked and they like to see, you know, twists and see crazy stories, which is why this was just such a huge thing.
Get set to find your favorite new podcast from these samples, Selected Shorts, The Midnight Miracle, and Slay Queens podcast. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. The line between radio show, podcast, and in-person event has blurred in recent years, and one great example of that is the storytelling podcast genre, and in particular, the show Selected Shorts. Selected Shorts is a podcast, a radio show, and a stage production all in one. The show features our greatest actors transporting us through the magic of fiction one short story at a time. Sometimes funny, always moving, Selected Shorts connects you to the world with a rich diversity of voices from literature, film, theater, and comedy. Try out a selection of the Selected Shorts podcast with this clip from the episode called Fame and Infamy, guest hosted by Dylan Marin.
Now, some of you, I assume, don't know who I am, and I will forgive you for that, but you might have heard of me as Carlos on the popular podcast Welcome to Night Vale, and right now I make my own podcast called Conversations with People Who Hate Me. In each episode, I have an in-depth phone call with someone who said something negative to me online, or I moderate a conversation between strangers who got into their own internet fight. So that's a kind of fame, right? In the stories on this show, we hear how different writers approach the subject. Our first piece is by the writer Tanya James. Her novels include The Tusk That Did the Damage and Atlas of Unknowns. This is a very funny story about a very recognizable action hero who's become a bit of an anachronism. To read it, we have a gifted actor who often plays with the lines between fame and infamy, Bryan Cranston. He's best known for series like Malcolm in the Middle and Breaking Bad. His latest show is the drama Your Honor. Here he is, performing Tanya James's The South Asian Speaker Series Presents The Archaeologist and Adventurer, Indiana Jones.
But if you ask me, Indiana Jones said, it belongs in a museum. He paused to let that sink in. He was sitting on stage across from a moderator, an Indian woman whose name he had failed to catch. Her legs were crossed at the knee. The legs, he'd remember. He reached for a glass of water on the tiny table between them and sipped. The moderator uncrossed her legs and shifted to face the audience. Let's pause here and take some questions. He followed her gaze to the masses overflowing in the aisles, lined up along the walls. And for the first time that evening, he tried to distinguish faces. Many of them were colored. Faces of color, not a bad thing. His best friend was an Egyptian. A microphone was passed to the first questionnaire. A brown-skinned man. Thank you for your talk, Dr. Jones. I'm wondering about the Indian village, the one that sent you on your quest to retrieve a mystical stone. Ah, the Sankara stone, correct. The villagers sent me to retrieve it and to save their kidnapped children from a demonic cult. Yes, I was just wondering what the village was called. I don't remember. you don't remember. Look, I had just ridden a raft down a waterfall. Forgive me if I don't remember the name of the village. Indy grinned in a way that he hoped was charming.
From the show and stage production of Selected Shorts Podcast from Symphony Space. Check out new episodes every Thursday, available from the Start Here podcast collection at WVXU.org. Just look for the podcast menu. Last summer, just outside Yellow Springs, Ohio, a podcast was being created by writer, comedian, producer Dave Chappelle. It's called The Midnight Miracle. The series features Talib Kweli and Yasin Bey and features an entertaining mix of conversations, special guests, sketches, impersonations, and music. Check out a sample of The Midnight Miracle, recorded live at The Shack, Dave Chappelle's clubhouse. The episode is How to Inspire, Side A. The guys talk about how to be good friends to someone who's lost and depressed, like Amy Winehouse.
Seriously, if someone you love was actively slowly killing themselves, what do you do?
You gotta do something beautiful for those people whenever you can.
So yeah. That's right. You know what I mean?
How do you inspire somebody to want to live? Like, what's the example?
I think just by being kind to them, you know. I think one of the closest things that I have, a situation similar, is my friendship with Amy Winehouse. Because I had never... she was at an extreme point of her use at that time, you know. And she didn't really see a way out, you know. She was wrapped up in it. And I just spent time with her as much as I could when I was in Europe, you know, and we were in each other's space. But it was challenging because if somebody has an addiction like that, they're only around people that use at that level. So their social circle just immediately, it becomes so isolated that if you don't do that, you don't really see them because they're not interested in, you know, it's not, and that doesn't mean that they don't love people or want to see people, but they, you know, they see people in spurts because it's like, you know, they're wrapped up in their thing, you know? Everything is about getting back to that. And there's certain people that, you know, they can't be actively in that state around. So if they're generally in that state, more often than not, they just stop being around people. And it's not to say that addicts are not kind to each other in that space too, but you know, the focus is always the same. It's kind of very impersonal kind of relationships, you know? They're very surface. So it's a rough one. You know, I think that's why I said, the first thing I said is just to pray for them in like whatever circumstance they're in, that, you know, that they come out of it on the better side. And if they do perish in that way, that, you know, that the Creator find mercy on them, you know? Let them perish in the best way possible. Because, you know, I mean, the fact of the matter is we're all walking in the same direction, you know? It's how you get there that matters most, you know? And then that's just the beginning. So you just pray. Like you said, Kweli, is you can't control people. People have to be, you know, they have to be motivated from within themselves to make any change or do anything.
I'd say, ironically, accept them. Like, people feel accepted without judgment, and everybody comes to a place when they're like, well, maybe this isn't what I want. Maybe there's something to live for, and if you're accepting them and not judging them in that moment, you can talk to them in the moment when they're listening.
Yeah, that happened with me with Amy. She was just in the zone one night, and we were staying at the same hotel at the Key West, Kweli. She had a room with all these people, and I was staying downstairs, and she broke out from them, and she said, I just want to hang out with you. So we kicked it, came back to my room, and she whipped out this aluminum foil situation, and I was like, what is that? And she was like, it's gear, basically.
From Luminary, a sample of The Midnight Miracle. Dive deep into life and music and comedy with Dave Chappelle and The Midnight Miracle. Available via the Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/starthere. And now, from our local creators, Ashley and Wayne, a true crime podcast dedicated to the discussion of indignities and injustices suffered by the queer community. It's called the Slay Queens Podcast. Host Ashley and Wayne take a deep dive into the dark side of the rainbow as they explore the importance of equality and health coexistence against the backdrop of crimes committed. With a touch of humor and a lot of chemistry, the duo brings powerful stories to our lives and ears. Check out the snippet from the April episode about toxic masculinity. Ashley and Wayne discuss the death of Scott Amadeur at the hands of Jonathan Schmitz, as depicted on the HLN docuseries How It Really Happened with Hill Harper.
And I didn't know who that was until he like comes out and starts talking. And I'm like, oh my God, like my jaw hit the floor. He's one of my favorite characters in The Good Doctor. I don't know if you watched that show.
He's one of the surgeons.
Oh my God. I love him. So yeah, it was one of those moments where I was like, oh, yes, now I'm even more into this.
He was completely unfamiliar to me, but I was intrigued by him because he comes out and he does this little monologue. Mm-hmm. And my first note about him is drama hoomst. Because
I mean,
he gave us that like good daytime soap opera drama mama. Like he just did the thing.
Yeah. And that show definitely borderline. It definitely toes the line of like a soap opera.
Yeah, for sure.
It's very Grey's Anatomy in a way.
I could see that for him.
Yeah, for sure. So he's talking to us about all the talk shows that were in the 90s and how they began to push the envelope for ratings to get views. Critics called it trash TV, which is one of the things that I took from that because I liked that. Because people really did call it trash TV, like daytime trash TV.
I remember it.
And it was. So now we jump to Lake Orion, Michigan, March 9th, 1995. We see a man calling someone on a payphone and we hear a 911 recording. The man is sobbing and says, "I just shot a guy. Dispatcher. Okay, why did you do that?" Which made me laugh because she's just like, okay, why did you do that? Yeah. Like, what else do you say to that?
Yeah.
The man says, "Because he fucking picked me and took me on national TV." The dispatcher says that he needs to calm down and asks if the gun is still in the car while the man on the line is inaudibly sobbing the whole time. And he says, yes. He says, "I just walked in and fucking killed him." Dispatch says, "I've got someone coming for you. Can you tell me what happened?" His response is inaudible, and the dispatch asks, "Okay, can you tell me again why you shot the man?" And he says, "Because he played a really bad fucking thing on me." Which is another triggering thing from the last time.
Because we've heard that before.
Yes. It's just like such an intense sentence. He did a really bad thing to me. Like, okay, obviously. So now there's a whole lot more talk about like the tabloid style TV that was on during this time and how in the 80s it really took off. People like to be shocked and they like to see, you know, twists and see crazy stories, which is why this was just such a huge thing.
People like to see lives being lived that are more fucked up than their own.
I literally have right here, I think it makes us feel better about our own bullshit.
You are absolutely correct.
That's so funny.
In our local podcast spotlight, Slay Queens with Ashley and Wayne. Get updated on crimes on the dark side of the rainbow on the Slay Queens podcast, now on Start Here from WVXU and Cincinnati Public Radio. Just go to WVXU.org and look for the podcast menu. To the charts we go, our weekly look at the movers and shakers on the Apple Podcast charts as reported by iTunesCharts.net. Two podcasts we told you about over the past couple of weeks continue to dominate the charts and demand your ears. The first, Dark History with YouTuber Bailey Sarin, and her insights into greed, crime, and murder continues its number one domination. And along with Dark History, the Piketon Massacre shares the number one position this week with the story of the most notorious mass murder in Ohio's history in rural Piketon County. That's the Piketon Massacre and Dark History, number ones on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about these podcasts and the others we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter right at the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at WVXU.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@WVXU.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.